Okay, and then we welcome everyone to Prayer Connect tonight, today or tonight.
我们今天欢迎各位参加全球祷告连结。
In North America, this is January 31st, 2013.
在北美, 今天是2013年的1月31号。
And in Asia, you are one day ahead of us. You've jumped to February 1st. Congratulations.
在亚洲, 你们比我们提早一天进入2月, 祝贺你们, 今天是2月1号。
Once again, we've been doing this for 4 years, and we continue to persist every single week for the sake of the kingdom.
再一次的，我们已经持续了4年之久，而且我们继续的为神国度的缘故，我们这个会继续。
I appreciate many of you who dial in live every single week to not only share in the message but also bring in that spirit of prayer.
我非常感谢特别是每一位连续每周都上线的各位，你们不光分享信息，同时也带下带导的灵。
This is important because many people do dial in, do connect in through the recording.
还有许多人是透过录音和我们连接的。
And so what we do here, what we bring here, is something that continues to propagate even after we finish the session.
所以我们现在在这个地方所做的，还会透过录音的方式，会继续的会做这样的一个传播的工作。
So as we go into this time of sharing and in prayer tonight, let's ask our patriarch Pastor Joseph Tai to give the opening blessing.
在我们今天进入我们的分享和祷告的时间前，我们继续的请我们的大家长带一声牧师来做祝福的祷告。起来，祝福的名来祷告。天父，我们感谢敬拜，称颂荣耀，再次归给你，因为你开了门，人能够关了门，开。今天让我们奉你那全能的名，宝贵的名。 能够来到你面前，一起聚集，同分享敬拜，称颂荣耀归给你。谢谢你的，耶稣的宝血在遮盖我们，使我们能够在这个地方一同心合意做神的工。神的恩高高莫，祝福的圣灵满满，辈分高扬最高，谢谢。父神这是满满，圣灵充满在我们当中，你是的恩高，谢谢。 今天我们的分享再次高举你的，再次称颂你的，再赞美。围绕在你面前的时候，圣灵就带领我们一同来这样分享。使事更能够明白，有你的能力在执行你的心意。好，祝福，奉耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Praise the Lord. We continue to press forward with the 6 messages that the Lord has given to us in December 12th, 2012, last year. He gave these 6 messages to us as we prayed for some leaders in China concerning what God will be doing in the year to come. For his church.
那这六篇信息是当我在中国被那些大陆的领导人祷告的时候，有关到说神将会在新的一年所要做事情的时候，神所赐下来的信息。Yes,
and the third message this week is that God will bring an unprecedented increase of the shepherd's anointing in wisdom, restoration, and abundance.
那这个我们今天要分享的第四篇的信息是讲的神将会以前所未有的方式赐下牧人的恩膏，带下智慧、恢复和丰盛。And
this is one of the messages that we feel that God has given to us so that we can prepare our hearts for what He is going to be doing in raising up His kingdom in the next few years.
那这是神赐给我们的几篇信息当中的一篇，那我们感觉到说这样子可以 为着神在未来的几年将要做的事情来预备我们的心。
And this is important in preparing our hearts.
那预备我们的心是重要的。
Because this is what we need to do to minister to the storehouse builders that God is raising up to prepare their hearts.
因为好，它的重要，是因为我们需要来预备那些神所兴起的仓房的建造者们，帮助他们也可以预备心。
So last week, when we talked about the second message, we talked about the awakening that God's going to bring to us in our kingdom identity.
那在上星期，当我们分享第二篇信息的时候，讲到神要来恢复向着我们的身份带给我们一个决定。
Yes, and this awakening will be very severe. It will be like Adam waking up, into life after he breathed in God's breath.
那这样子的一个觉醒是一个相当这个剧烈的，就好像是这个当年的亚当，当神吹了气息在他的里面，他成了有灵的魂一样。
Yes, and that we awaken to what our real kingdom identity is, what our destiny is.
那我们被唤醒是向着我们的神国身份，向着我们的命定被唤醒。
And we believe that God will carry out this awakening through a release in an incredible measure of the shepherd's anointing.
那我们相信神是要借着来释放一个这个非常不得了的一个牧人的恩膏来达到这样的一个唤醒。
And what is this anointing? This anointing is described in John chapter 10, from verse 10 to 18.
那这个恩膏是怎样的一个恩膏呢？是在约翰福音第十章十一到八节当中所描述的。
And in that passage, we won't read it today. I will send this out to you from my, when I send out the note. But in that passage, Jesus says that the thief come to steal, kill, and destroy.
那今天我会在我寄出去邮件当中把这个经文给大家。那在这里边是主耶稣讲到说这个大的魔鬼来是要偷窃，盗贼来是要偷窃、杀害、毁。
But that I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
我来了，是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
And the Lord is about to bring a release of that good shepherd anointing upon his church, upon his people.
所以主耶稣是正在要把这样的一个好牧人的恩膏释放给他的教会，释放给他的百姓。
To do what? To do exactly what he says in verse 10.
要做什么呢？要做就是跟他在第十章当中所讲的事情是完全一样的。
Is to rebuild our destiny, to bring that abundant life.
就是要重建我们的命定要带下丰盛的生命。
And the reason I said rebuild is because it is what the devil came to kill, steal, and destroy.
我为什么说重建呢？是因为这个撒旦有来偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
And he came to kill, steal, and destroy our destiny.
所以魔鬼有来这样子来偷窃、杀害、毁坏我们的命定。
But the Lord, his desire is to bring. His desire is to bring that. To bring that restoration and to bring it to the full.
那主的愿望是要带来这样子的恢复，而且恢复到它丰满的程度。
And that awakening, that the restoration of our destiny is like the awakening that we talked about last week. It is like the bones of the valley of dry bones turning into an army.
那这样子的一个向着我们国度命定的一个唤醒。就好像我们在上个星期当中所讲的像那个枯干的骸骨又活过来的样
子。And God will rebuild our destiny by releasing the Spirit's power through the shepherd's hand.
那神会透过牧人的手来释放这样的一个恩膏
And that spirit, that power will be a flow, will be a flow of wisdom, restoration, and abundance.
那这样子的能力将会是一个智慧恢复和丰盛的水。
So, you know, if this is a message God has given to us. You know, I'm preparing my heart to look forward to a couple of things.
如果这是神给我们的信息的话，那好，我们就应该来预备我们的心，来期待好接下来的这件事。
We should look forward to a shepherding spirit that will bring, you know, these three things.
那我们应该期待好这样子牧人的灵能够带下好以下的三个方面。
You know, first, the wisdom that will open our eyes to the blueprint of our destiny, to who we are as kingdom, you know, as kingdom citizens.
那首先是会带给我们智慧，能够打开我们眼睛，看到我们的命定的蓝图，能够这个明白我们是神国的这个公民。Yes,
taking us to a knowledge of our true identity, and not to be, you know, not to live in the life as a slave to this Babylonian system.
以至于我们能够明白我们真正的身份，而不是做这个巴比伦体系的奴隶。
And that the shepherding spirit will not just bring a knowledge, but that shepherding spirit will begin to enact, to bring a restoration.
那这样子的牧人的这个恩膏，它不光是带下一个我们这样子的一个明白而已，而且它能够让我们进入到一个行动。
The action is restoration.
那这样子的一个行动就是说是一个恢复的。
The restoration to what? To put us back on track of our destiny path.
那这个恢复是什么呢? 是把我们放回到我们的命定的轨道上。
What Jesus calls the abundant life.
那这个就能够带给我们，主呼召我们进入的丰盛的生命。
The destiny that the devil came to kill, steal, and destroy.
那这个命定就是魔鬼来偷窃、杀害、毁坏的事。
But the shepherding spirit is going to bring a restoration of of that destiny, so that we begin to live our life back on that track.
所以呢，牧人的灵就能够带下这个恢复，也就是说，我们能够在回到我们命定的轨道，能够活出这个命定。Yes,
and we talked about what does it mean to live in destiny for many messages in the past.
我们在过去的许多信息当中都有。
Yes, and I believe that God is going to empower us to be able to live that destiny path in such a way that that we become visible in our victories, of life.
我相信神会赐给我们能力，就是说我们能够活出这样子的一个有活出命定的能力，我们能够在我们的生命当中有得胜。
Which will bring the third thing is the abundance of our lives that will bring about a testimony.
这个就带出来的第三点，就说以至于说我们能够活出丰盛的生命，能够带出我们命定的见证。And
that abundance testimony, you know, in our destiny, really is what Jesus called us to do.
那这样子在命定当中丰盛的见证，实际上就是主耶稣要让我们所做的事情。
Really is the outcome of the Great Commission.
这个就是我们大的神的这个最大的使命的它的结果。Yes,
in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it is, you know, that is an extension of the Great Commission.
那在使徒行传第一章第八节，它就是这样的一个大使命的它的一个延伸。Is
that we are to be His witnesses to the ends of the earth by the power of His Spirit.
是说我们得着了圣灵的能力的时候，我们就要到地极做我的见证。Yeah,
so so I believe that in the time to come, we will maybe begin to see this manifest in the year in this coming year.
我相信在这个将要来的这一年，我们就有可能看到这样子的彰显。That
God will begin to bring a visible increase. In the shepherding anointing for His church.
那神用有形可见的方式让我们看见这样的一个加增的牧人的恩膏在教会当中。
And through the leaders and the people in his church, that we will see a flow, an increase of flow in wisdom, restoration, and abundance.
那透过在教会的领袖和牧人们，我们就能够看到这样子的一个加增的智慧、恢复和丰盛。
I am excited about this. I'm actually very excited about this, which in the past I might not have been.
我过可能曾经没有，但是我现在哈，我的确是非常的兴奋。
Because in the past, I've always saw myself more of as a strategist and not so much as a shepherd. So I've always kind of like, you know, never really thought too much about the shepherding heart.
因为我过去常常想我是做策划的，我没有那么多想是这个从人的角度去思想。
But the manifestation of the shepherding heart is going to be one of the most powerful tools that God is going to give to the church to bring out the testimony of his power.
但是这个牧人的恩膏的一个彰显，将会是神赐给他的教会，带来他能见证的一个非常有能力的一个工具。
And the reason it is powerful is because the anointed shepherd will have the ability to transform cultures within the person or within the organization.
那一个牧人的恩膏，所以会是一个非常有能力的。 它的原因就是这样子，的恩膏牧人在一个个人的生命，或者在一个社群的当中带来文化的转变。The
world's companies and the world's market system know this. The governing system, market system, they all know this.
世界的这些公司，还有世界的这些市场，他们的这些都对此是有了解的。
对他们的市场体系，他们的这个治理体系都知道这个。They know something. They know that the culture is a very powerful force.
他们对此都有了解，他们明白知道文化是一个非常有能力的一种能力。Yes,
if a company wants to achieve a certain goal, a certain performance target.
如果一个公司想去达到某一个目标，或者是某一种它的一种有某一定程度的达成的话，They
can hire in all kinds of great consultants and give them some very sound plan and strategy.
他们可以去雇佣一些资讯的人来做一些各种各样的策划，或者是计划或者策略。But
if they do not have the right culture in the organization to carry that out, it is completely useless.
但是如果这个公司没有这样子一个对的文化，能够把它实行出来的话，那就变得是完全的无用。But
if you have a strong culture,
但是如果这个机构有一个非常强有力的一种文化的话，even
if your strategy is half-baked or has many flaws in it, and you make mistakes, the culture can still turn the organization around and still head down the path of success.
那即使是你的策略可能还是半生不熟的，还有一些不成熟的地方，但是因为有一个这样的一个好的文化的话，它还是可以去扭转这个公司，让它能够。Yes,
some people have made the illustration of, I believe a very good illustration with Napoleon.
这个我想有人是用这个拿破仑做过这样子的一个表达。
They say that, for him to have a good battle plan, for him to have a good battle plan, he can have generals that will help him to plan out a very very good strategy.
那有人这样子讲说，对拿破仑来讲，如果他要想有一个很好的一个战争计划的话，他就可以找一个将军来做一个很好的一个策略。But
for him to convince his army to march to their death in Russia.
但是要让他能够去说服他的军队，能够向这个苏俄禁军和付生命的死的代价。
He must establish a culture within his army.
必须在他的军当中建立文化才能够做到。
And without that culture, he cannot carry out his strategy.
如果没有这样子的一个文化的话，他是没有办法能够把他的策略执行。So
I believe that God is going to give the church a very, very powerful tool.
所以我相信神将会赐给教会非常非常有能力的工具。And
this tool of shepherding will allow us to transform cultures in extraordinary ways.
那这样子的一个牧养的一个工具，就将会允许我们能够去转化这个公司的文化，用一个非常不得了的一种方式。In
such ways that perhaps we can turn a company's culture to the level of commitment that Napoleon's army had, you know, as they marched to Russia.
所以，以至于说这样子的一个方式，甚至于可能，可以达到是一个公司做到像当年的，这拿破仑的军队，可以进军这个苏俄的这样子的一种尾声。And
just think of what kind of testimony that this, say, this company or this organization can bring about.
我们就来想一想说，这将会是这一个公司或者一个机构，将会是怎样的一种见证呢？
Cultural transformation, we will see cultural transformation coming through the shepherding anointing of the church.
将会看到透过教会的牧人的恩膏，将会看见这个公司企业的文化的转变。As
they begin to flow in incredible wisdom, restoration, and abundance.
非同寻常的智慧恢复和丰盛的一个水流带动出来。Yes,
because what do they do? Because they rebuild the destiny of individuals, the destiny of companies, and the destiny of industries, and the destiny of cities.
因为它所带下的是对个人、对公司、对这个产业，甚至对城市的命定的一个恢复。Companies
spend billions of dollars to try to transform their culture.
公司会使用上百万的美金，要试图来转化他们公司的几十亿啊，几百亿，billions.
God is going to give the church that capability through the shepherding's anointing.
神将会把如此的能力。
And we're expecting that that he will manifest this in some very non-traditional situations.
我们期待他可能会用非常非传统的一些方式、一些状况带下这样的章节。Yes,
the shepherd anointing will not just manifest, you know, in a sort of a traditional church, the traditional church structure that we have today.
那这样子牧人的恩膏，不仅仅是在 比较传统的，我们现在所看到的教会的这样的一个设定的环境当中。
But we are expecting God to release His anointing in situations like in companies.
我们期待神会在公司的这样子的一个环境当中来释放这样的。In
industries, you know, fellowships of companies. Industries is a community of companies.
在产业当中，也就是在这个公司。
We believe that God will release the shepherd anointing into government entities.
我们相信神也会把这样子的一个牧人的恩膏带到政府治理的这样子的机构当中。Because
they oversee, they govern over economic systems.
因为他们要来治理、照管这个经济体系。You
know, whether on the city level, a state, a province level, or a national level.
无论是在城市的层面上，或者是州、省，或者是在国家层面上。I
believe God is going to release a shepherding anointing to people in all of these different abstraction levels of of organizations.
我相信神会释放这样的牧人的恩膏，在所提到的这些不同的这些层面上。
Yes, when Jesus says, "I've come to give you life and give it to you abundantly," he's not just talking about one individual.
是的，当主耶稣说我来是要给人生命的时候，他不单单讲到是在个人的一个层面上。
But it is a life also of a body, a life of many parts connected as one.
他同时也讲到一个身体，讲到许多的肢体所组成的一个身体要带来的这样的生命。
And it will manifest in places that I just mentioned, like companies, industries, and governments.
它会在我刚才所提到的像公司、产业或者是政府这样子的地方，都会带下彰显。
And the Lord has given us some very, very visible views into, you know, some of the companies that He's allowed us to work with today.
那主已经赐给我们一些这个能够看见的这样子的一个角度，一个试点，是在我们现在正在有互动合作关系的这些公司。
The company like Tony, where, you know, in Shanghai.
比如像在上海的汤尼维尔公司。
I believe God, you know, has risen up Elder Donald Wu as the CEO to work with us as, you know, one of his first prototype, for a very, very, very important reason.
我相信神使用这个吴长老作为公司的总经理来和我们来合作。能够带下一个最初的第一个这样的一个模式典范，是这个非常有非常重要的意义。
The reason is important is because Elder Donald, has a true heart for shepherding people.
那他之所以重要，是因为吴长老有一个真实的一个牧人的心。
It seems like his motto in life is to be fishers of men.
他这个看似在这个做一个得人如得鱼的渔夫的这样的一个典范。
And the Lord is really allowing him to begin to flow in that shepherding anointing over his company today.
那神真的允许他在他的这个公司的里边，带出这样的一个牧人高的。
And he often tells me, you know, it is the people that are the most important.
他经常都告诉我说，人是最为重要的。
And that's an excellent reminder for someone like me who always thinks in terms of plans and strategies.
那这是一个非常这个绝好的一个提醒，对我来讲，对我这种人来讲，因为我常常都会想到计划呀、策略呀。
But what Elder Donald has grasped, the secret that he has grasped is that the focus on people is really where truly you can transform culture.
那吴长老所抓住的一个非常重要的秘诀就是，是只有当你这个能够得着人的时候，你就能够真实的去改变。
Yes, when you really have that shepherding flow that comes out of you, then you can begin to transform the culture.
所以，当你真的有这样子牧人的恩膏从你的生命流出去的时候，你就能够带下文化的转变。
And that, as we just said before, that transformation culture is the foundational factor for success.
像我们刚才所提到的，这个文化的转化。本身是一个成功的结果，它最有能力的一个。
哥，你那个麦克风可能要讲比较近一点，因 为今天声音，我知道最少我这边是不是听得很清楚，这来来去去的，我不知道是不是因为你的麦克风，但是希望大家可以听得很清楚，因为那个我对这个信息还蛮兴奋的。
I am eating it. Eat the microphone so you can tell how.
Okay, I, yeah. 感谢主。
对。
But I was thinking about sharing something else about on the government level, how Moses was a very prime example of a shepherd leading the nation of Israel.
我也想到要分享一个在我这个政府层面的例子啊，那就是这个摩西当时带领以色列人。
But we will save that till we probably will save that till later. 我们再以后再说哈。So we can have more time to pray together tonight.
就是我们好能够有更多的时间一起。
But I am excited for what God is going to bring forth in the next year, in the next few years.
神好在未来的几年将要带下的事情非常兴奋。
And I'm most excited to see how this powerful tool of cultural transformation will begin to manifest through the shepherding anointing.
最为兴奋的事情，看这样的牧人的恩膏，这样的一个工具，我看一下如何带下。
Especially in the context of companies and in the places of the, in the places of government that we see.
特别是在公司、在政府和机构这样子的地方。
So this is a prayer that we want to lift up for. The storehouse builders that God has called us to minister to.
那这就是我们为着神呼召我们所要兴起的这些仓房的建造者们所带出的提出的祷告。
We want to pray that the shepherd anointing not only flow from us to them.
我们要祷告说这样的一个牧人的膏会从我们流向到他们。
You know, just like how Sister Hannah, right? You know, at this point, at this time, could help us to minister to them with a with better messages. You know, more powerful delivery of the messages.
就好像汉娜姐妹可能可以帮助我们让这个信息的传递更大有能力一样。
But we also want to see them become, you know, people that flow in that shepherding anointing.
我们也希望看到他们能够成为那一群在人的恩膏的水流当中行走的人。
Just like Donald, you know, Elder Donald, today, beginning to manifest that shepherding anointing over his company.
就如同吴长老开始在他的公司彰显带出这样的一个牧人的恩膏一样。
And that the shepherding anointing bringing about a transformation that will. That will manifest a great testimony for his company.
那这样子牧人的恩膏会能够带下为他的公司带下一个非常大的见证。
That's what I hope that we can lift up in prayer today.
那这是我希望我们今天在祷告当中能够提出来的。
So, Lord, I ask you to. Open the lips again. Open the lips of your intercessors, of people whose heart are turned toward your throne. 那个宝凤，你可能需要帮忙翻译一下哈。那个歌里我刚刚真是听不到你的声音，所以我们先那个请宝凤来最后这一口气来翻，好吧？
好，
我在。好，对不起，对，
OK， 对不起啊，这个歌里今天那个有宝凤来帮忙，真的是很美的事情。
谢谢。
好，我们两个本来就是搭档，对不起，请那个
Lord, I want to thank you for giving us this message today, and we ask you to open the lips of your intercessors.
主，我们感谢你今天赐下这样的信息，愿你现在打开代祷者的口。
And that they will begin to bring about a stirring of your heart. They will begin to declare that stirring of your heart.
那他们就会带下，也来宣告你里面隐藏的感动。
That we will come to an alignment in our declarations to what you want to, you know, bring out to your church.
就我们的心就都要彼此这样的对齐，也来合一，要看到你要在你教会所下来的心意。
Yes, to let that shepherding anointing begin to flow.
就让这样的一个 牧者的灵开始流淌。
And right now, Lord, we speak, we speak in your authority. We speak that spirit of confidence into your people, into your storehouse builders today.
让我们以你的权柄来向着啊这些粮仓建造者来诉说，来宣告一个信心。
Many of them might feel inadequate or might feel inferior, just like Peter was when he met you after your resurrection.
他们当中很多人可能觉得自己不配，或者有这样的自卑感，就像彼得在你复活以后看到你的时候一样。
So Lord, we ask you to speak those same words that you spoke to Peter to these people.
主，我们求你。就像你对彼得所讲的那样的话一样，你也同样对你的子民今天来讲。
The through your Holy Spirit, you will speak into their hearts.
主啊，你借着圣灵要来讲述你的心意。
That you call them to feed your sheep.
呼召他们来喂养你的羊。
To call them to take care of your sheep.
让他们来照管你的羊。
Call them to reflect your image.
来呼召他们反照你的形象。
And that image, which is the image of the good shepherd.
那就是反照这样一个好牧人的形象。
We declare that in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们这样的宣告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Release that anointing of your shepherding spirit.
所以你来释放这样的一个好牧人的恩膏。
And release the lips of your intercessors tonight to bring that prayer out.
在今天晚上，求你来打开带祷告者的口，来带出这样的灵。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
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 Sister Debbie Huang wrote something here on the text. Can somebody read it in Chinese so I can translate
it? 请为我们我们祷告今天在东森集团的名人讲座，约有160名高级主管参加，主讲人为陈仲荣牧师、安俊牧师，希望神的灵大大的运行在这些主管身上。现在是关键时刻，基督的文化可以建立在东森集团的时刻，也是在讲到这基督的文化。Yeah.可以这样，然后那个什么，义军说他要去，我想去，
我也想去。So in Far Eastern Broadcasting, Far Eastern Media Company today, this is from Debbie Huang, Far Eastern Media Company today. Pastor Andrew Chen is going to be speaking to 160 of their key managers, and we're going to pray that again the.Culture of Jesus Christ can begin to permeate into this company. This is a critical time. This is a critical point, and just as you're releasing the anointing spirit to Tony Ware through Elder Donald, you will also release that shepherding spirit to Far Eastern Media to their.Their leaders, in Jesus' name.
就是的，现在是关键的时刻，就像你借着吴长老，将这样的一个牧者的灵来降临在康尼维尔一样，主就愿你也来降临这样的一个牧者的灵，降在东森集团。奉耶稣的名祷告，好像是这样。还有没有我漏掉的？降在他们的高级主管的每个人的身上，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。耶稣，感谢你，真的当你来呼召彼得来喂养你的羊群的时候你没有向他要什么样的先决条件，他必须有怎样的经验或者资格或者资历，你就是因为他爱你，因此问他是不是爱你，就只要他爱你就可以 用你的爱去爱那个群羊。主，是的，就愿你的爱，然后真的是在这样的一个时代来浇灌啊这些领袖们，就因为在这个时代，很多领袖们自己也都很疲累，因为要应付各方面的要求很多人也向他们索，因着自己各样的需要来索取。主啊，就求你自己让这些领袖们先来接受好牧者自己的喂养，好牧者自己无条件的爱，那样的一个牺牲舍己的爱，然后那样的一个全然接纳、全然喜悦的爱。主啊，让他们在这样的一个爱中，他们的心可以被滋润、得饱足，让他们可以自然的这样流淌出来。主啊，就求你自己的这样的一个牧养的灵，先来牧养这些在各样的带领和权柄的位置的，不管是在职场的、在商界的、在政府的，或者在家庭的，这些就是这样居首位的，就愿他们真的是饱尝主耶稣你这个大牧者给他们的那一份那样的喂养，让他们的心每天就像满饱足了这样肥甘之油一样就让他们就可以成为一个 overflow 这样满溢出来的这样一个管道，可以去用你的爱来爱，用你喂养他们的那样的一个喂养，去再去喂养你托付给他们的。我们谢谢你，奉耶稣的名，阿门。
感恩耶稣，我们向你献上感谢和赞美。主啊，在2013年，主啊，你要兴起发光所有的企业。主啊，你说教会不再只局限于教会以内。主啊，你说教会的人所有都要动员起来。主啊，乃要到职场上面，在所在的职场上面，主啊，产生影响力，产生改变力。主啊，产生你神国的经散发到各地。主啊，求你兴起我们这世代的年轻人，兴起所有在背后我们带导的所有人。主啊，看到，主啊，看到你的心意，看到你的意向。主啊，特别求你纪念几个已经兴起的企业，托尼威尔还有东森集团。主啊，求你帮助我们，求你让我们真的不再只是一个传递者，一个实践者，而是拿起一个影响的火炬，奔跑到各处点燃，就像那个奥运的圣火一样，在各处，当一呼吉的时候，这个城要被攻下来。主啊，我们在这里宣告，主啊，你是我们的神，我们眼睛要看见你是我们的神。虽然我们信心像芥菜种这么的小，主要但是你说我们要看见那个大树就在这里，已经成为一整片树林。我们要将一切荣耀归给你，主要信我们各个职位，让我们有团结的心、合一的灵，在爱中继续建造，在爱中一同奔跑，看见那从天上来的奖赏。所以我们就不迟延，我们也不退后，我们乃是往前冲。主啊，将一切荣耀归给你，祷告奉你的名，
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus, you declare yourself to be the great shepherd, and you don't choose your words casually. You choose your words very, very carefully, and have and express the deep desires and the deep motivation of your heart.
主，你宣告自己是那好牧人。主，你在选择用词的时候，你不是随意的，而是非常小心的。然后这些来诉说你自己里面的动机，你里面的心肠。
Lord, we ask that you will begin to reveal this desire, reveal this motivation to your children.
主呀，就我们求你就把你这里面的你的愿望、你的动机向你的儿女显明。
Yes, Lord, you call yourself the good shepherd, and you expect us to follow your image, to follow your example.
主，你称自己是好牧人，你也期待我们来效法你的榜样，来反照你的荣行。
Lord, help us to understand what this means. Why a shepherd?
主，你帮助我们来明白为什么要做好人。
Well, the Help us to see the connection between the shepherding spirit and the kingdom that you are to raise up in this generation.
主要帮助我们看到啊，在做好牧者和在这个世代要你来兴起的这个，在这个世代你要来兴起你国度的这当中的一个联系。
Lord, our desire is to live out that powerful testimony that can come through the shepherding heart.
主，我们里面的渴望就是要来活出这样的一个见证，这个见证是借着一个牧养的灵带出来的。
We want to see the shepherding anointing flow through your church.
我们愿意看到这样的一个牧养的灵在你的教会当中来涌流。
So that we will see through your church risen up CEOs that have the shepherding anointing.
以至于我们可以看到借着你的教会可以来兴起这些公司的总裁们是行走在牧养的灵当中的。
All the way down to department managers.
一直到各部门的主管。
And to the individual hearts, the individual professionals.
一直到一些员工个人这些个人士。
We want to see, Lord, your church risen up in these places, powerful shepherds.
就我们要看到在这些地方来兴起这些大能的牧人们。
So that they can begin to flow in that authority of transforming culture.
以至于他们可以行走在这样的一个圣灵的流当中，可以转化文化。
God, bring that anointing, bring that testimony to the church.
就你带下这样的恩膏，带下你这样。
这样子的一个见证，
见证在你的教会。
Because Lord, the world is seeking after this. The world complains about CEOs that get paid too much and don't do any work.
就因为这个世界需要这一点，这个世界在抱怨说很多的总裁们薪水很高，但却没有做实事。
The world complains about their own managers, their own bosses that have no leadership skill, nor any heart of compassion.
这些世人在抱怨他们的主管们没有这样领导力技能，也没有怜悯之心。
Lord, the world is craving. They're asking for good shepherds.
这个世界。正在渴望，也在要求，在寻求这样的好的牧人。
Lord, we as the church, Lord, we ask you to send us.
就我们作为你的教会，求你来差派好牧人。
Let the anointing flow of your shepherd, if you're a good shepherd, begin to manifest through us.
就愿你这些牧人好牧人这样的恩膏开始在我们当中彰显。
We will raise up leaders, we will raise up corporate leaders that are not for themselves.
主啊，你来兴起这样的领袖们，兴起一些企业的领袖们，不是单顾自己。
But just like what you said about you as a good shepherd, that you will lay down, that we will lay down our lives, we will sacrifice ourselves for the sake of raising up your body.
就像你自己一样，你就来摆上你自己的生命，舍下你自己的生命也为了去兴起这身体当中下一代的一个见证。
We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们这样的祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Lisa 姐妹有一个祷告哈，她说：“亲爱的主，我们向你献上感谢，因着你向我们吹气，一面对面触摸我们的心，让我们得着重建，得着恢复。你将我们的心 变成对的心，你将我们的人重新摆在我们应在的位置上，你帮助我们在各样环境中站立得住，你把不能震动的国放在我们的里面，你使我们成为圣洁，使我们这群卑微的器皿能够蒙您喜悦，为您所用。主啊，我们只有将我们自己的全人全心再次完全摆上，成为您活水流通的管道，我们愿意随时奉您的差遣，因为我们深知不是我们在做，是您在做。离了主，我们不能做什么。亲爱的主，谢谢你主动愿意让我们知道你旨意的奥秘。主啊，我们在这里，请你随时差遣我们成就您的旨意。谢谢主，奉主祷告，奉主的名求，阿门。
阿门。
Sister Renee from Taiwan, she wrote that the Lord, we pray that the transformational key changes will be made through the release of your truth. Surround your servant in the marketplace with your goodness, fill them with power of the Spirit of living God, and with a shepherding anointing. Let the corporate dynamics be molded, led, and developed from the shepherding anointing. Oh, that's really, really good English, Sister Renee, who never studied in the United States before.
Renee 的一个祷告哈，是用英文的。
你这么
勤劳，
每个都翻好了。
就说这个，他说我们求神，借着释放他的真理哈，可以带下这些转变性的改变，这些关键的改变。愿你用你的良善来环绕你在职场的这些仆人们，就用你的。永活真神的灵这样的一个大能来充满他们，这样带着你的牧者的恩膏，让这个企业中间的这样的一个互动的文化再次被你塑造，被你带领，也被你自己这样子培育出来，这样是借着这个牧者的恩膏。我们也为这两个公司祷告，所以你们是在我们是弟兄姐妹们，你们是在我们的祷告当中被纪念。
嗯，
阿门。
Yes, Lord, Amen. As we were praying before, that God would show us why He used the word shepherd, or why He used the metaphor shepherd.
就像我们先前提到的，就是说为什么会用这样的一个牧者这个比喻。
God just gave me a small idea about a simple idea of why.
神给我一个小小的一个简单的一个启示，一个想法。
And what I thought about was when we first start talking about the six messages.
我想到的就是我们一开始谈到这六篇信息的时候。
You know, the whole context of these six messages is that God is going to bring about a great change. He's going to be doing a new thing.
那这整个的背景是说关于这六篇信息，就是说到神要带下一个很大的转变改变。
做一件新的事情。And this will be the transformation will be so deep, so powerful that you know, just like when he resurrected from the dead, even his disciples did not believe it.
那这样的一个转变或者这个改变是如此的深刻，这个深远即使那些门徒当时都无法相信。
Yes, the transformation was so great. Well, God wanted to bring such a great transformation about that it required a sacrifice of life, a sacrifice of life of Jesus Christ.
那神要带下的这样的一个转变，是如此的浩大，那他就要求有这样的一个牺牲，也就是要求耶稣基督他自己的一个牺牲，一个献上。
Yes, I'm not saying that God wants us to sacrifice our lives, but at least we need to have the willingness to do that.
我不是说神一定让我们把生命这样的献上，就是牺牲，但是至少我们需要有一颗愿意的心去这样做。
Because I believe that the transformation that God is going to be bringing about in His church, through His church, will require that sort of an attitude that we're willing to lay down our lives.
我相信神要带下在教会这样的一个转变会，要求我们，让我们有这样的一个态度，就是我们愿意舍下我们的生命。
Just like when Jesus Christ laid down his life so that the world, the entire world, and its bondage to sin could be completely transformed.
就像耶稣基督，当他愿意这样舍命的时候，这整个的世界就被完全的改变。
Yes, and the best metaphor for someone who will be willing to lay down his life, in his profession, is a shepherd.
那在就是在这个比喻当中，就是说一个愿意舍下这个生命，在他的职业当中，用的最好的比喻就是一个牧者，一个牧人。
Yes, a shepherd, he's ready to lay down his life for his sheep at any time, against wild animals, against bandits, against all kinds of elements.
就是这个牧人，他随时为了他的羊因为这个羊被这样的野兽或者是一些土匪来攻击的时候，他随时就愿意用自己的性命来保护他们。
Yes, a shepherd's job is always filled with having to defend the thief who comes to kill, steal, and destroy.
一个牧人，他的这个生命也在时时刻刻都要来防备这样的这些盗贼要来杀害、偷窃、毁坏。
And this is the attitude that we need to have in order to see this great transformation.
我们也需要，持有这样的一个态度，为的是能够看到这个伟大的转变。
Because it is the environment that we have to expect ourselves to be in, overseeing the sheep and having to defend them at any time, at all times, even to lay down our lives.
这因为我们应该期待就会有这样一个环境，让我们像这样的一个牧人一样来保护他们，随时的为他们来防卫他们，一直一甚至到这样的一个地步，愿意舍上自己的生命。
God, help us to see and help us to understand and help us to flow in that shepherding anointing.
来帮助我们看到，帮助我们明白，也帮助我们行走在这样的一个牧者的恩膏的流中。
Lord, most of all, give us the faith and the courage to stand as you stood as a great shepherd.
主啊，更重要的是，你要来赐下这样的信心，赐下这样的一个勇气，就像你一样，可以以一个牧者的身份来坚强站立。
做一个好牧羊人。
做好牧人。
Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
主，我们感谢你，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
Okay, we have quite a little bit of a quiet night tonight. But
今天晚上我们大家都比较安静哈，很多时间是比较安静的。
That's okay. We can have the pastor bless us with a benediction, and then if any of you would like to continue fellowship after that, we can do that too.
没有问题，我们可以请牧师先来给我们做一个祝福的这样的一个结束的祷告，之后我们还可以有一些的喘息的时间。
感谢主，让我们能够听到你的信息。哦，像你一样哦，这个是好牧人，好牧人的恩膏已经下来了。虽然我们行过十一的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你的杖、你的竿都安慰我们。哦，你让我们在你面前有福杯满溢啊，也高了。你用油膏了我们的头以后，你圣灵的恩膏高我的时候，真是能够走你的道路。就是做好牧人的道路，能够牧养，好像彼得前书所说的第五章来说，我们务要牧养我们中间的这个强群羊，神的群羊，神把好牧人的心带出来，因为你是好牧人，住在我们心中，我们就能够成为好牧人是吧？把那些好牧人的心在我们心中，就带领我们 脊椎，哦，我们啊愿意啊出于甘心啊，出于这个啊乐意啊，那么出于这做榜样啊，在全羊的榜样，当你牧长哦显现的时候，我们必当那得着的啊永不衰残的这种荣耀的冠冕啊，谢谢赞美主啊，主的恩高啊，今天呼召今天15,000这个啊大任。要成就这个事情，是吧？在每一个啊这个首长当中，哎，我们每一个这个所有的公司的这个这个 CEO 经理各方面都能够啊走在这个样好牧人的道路啊，因为你做给我们好的榜样，谢谢主，以及这个恩高用宝座啊这样下来啊，高牧每一位啊，使我们能够做这个全羊的榜样啊，大主啊，求你这样来祝福啊，你这样啊带领。嗯，那谢谢你，然后你再来，谢谢你。但愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、父神的慈爱、圣的感动和交通和祝福啊，这个好牧人的心，在我们当中，高牧在我们当中，这样高奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We thank you very much for joining us today tonight.
我们非常感谢。每一位今天晚上或者今天来参与我们的祷告。
To always elevate us to another level of spiritual understanding of what God is doing for His church today.
这样总是提升我们的灵，让我们可以有更高一个层面的一个了解，可以看到神在我们当中他的作为。
Especially for the brothers and sisters working in the marketplace.
尤其是对那些在职场工作的弟兄姐妹。
Especially those who are seeking their destinies in this great storehouse building, storehouse strategy.
尤其是那些在这样的粮仓战略当中在寻求自己命定的那些弟兄姐妹。
So we bless you, and we'll see you again next week.
我们来祝福你们，我们下一周再见。
Welcome to stay on to chat or to fellowship some more if you like.
我们欢迎你可以停留在线上，如果你愿意的话，可以再继续在线上可以彼此聊天。
But we will be here again next week, and I will send out this written message in the next day or two, next 2 days, by Saturday.
下周我们在同一个时间还会在这里。我们希望在接下来一两天，可能到礼拜六，可以把这样的一个书面的信息给大家发出去。
And thank you for all your support and for forwarding this message to many people. I even got 你先翻译。
谢谢大家的支持哈，也谢谢大家把这样的信息转发给其他人。
I couldn't believe it. I 2 days ago or yesterday, I got somebody who came in from Kenya, Africa, reading the blog.
我昨天收到人在肯在非洲的肯亚来阅读我们的部落格的这些人他的回应。
That was my friend.
Oh really? Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
And then today I got one from Milan, Italy.
那今天我收到一个从意大利米兰来的一个
Oh, Hannah's causing all kinds of trouble.
Hannah 给我们找这么多麻烦啊！感谢赞美主。
I usually get lots of pings from all over China and Taiwan, of course.
我通常会从中国各地、中国大陆各地和台湾会收到很多信息。
Some of these small cities I never even heard of in China.
一些在中国很小的城市，我从来没有听过的。
It's great that we can connect like this every week and press forward the fellowship of God's kingdom builders.
真的是能够每周这样子的一起连接非常的好。我们在这个当中跟这神国度的建造者这样一起竭力的进入祷告。
And I believe that between all of us, some of us are, you know, idea producers.
贡献我们各样的这些想法。
Some of us are practitioners to practice our ideas.
有些人是来就实施者来做各样就是实践者。
And some of us are promoters.
有些是我们这样促销者来给大家做宣传的。
And some of us will become partners and coaches in all of this. And intercessors.
有些人会在这个工当中可以给我们一起来做教练或者是带导者。
All together, we're going to be propagating forth this important message of God.
那我们一起呢，要一起来传播这个从神来的非常重要的信息。
To prepare His church to become a kingdom economy that will be able to contain the great harvest of as we head towards Christ's return.
好，我们来预备，他的这样的教会来承接这样的大收割，在耶稣基督再来之前临到我们的一个大收割。
Thank God for all of you in this fellowship together.
现在我们感谢每一位在我们这个团契当中。
And we'll see you again next week.
我们下一周再见。
So praise the Lord.
赞美神。
Okay, thank you.
谢谢。